It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular, evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're diving into a topic that's both fascinating and deeply impactful: the power of the stories we tell ourselves. We all have a narrative running through our minds, a story we've created about who we are, where we've been, and where we're going. These stories shape our reality, influencing how we perceive ourselves, how we interact with others, and how we navigate the world. But what if some of these stories are holding us back? And how can mindfulness help us rewrite them? Stories are a fundamental part of the human experience. From childhood, we're told stories that help us understand the world, our place in it, and how things work. But as we grow, we begin to create our own stories, narratives about our worth, our abilities, our relationships, and our potential. These stories are shaped by our experiences, our upbringing, and the beliefs we've internalized over time. While some of these stories can be empowering, others can be limiting, keeping us stuck in patterns of self-doubt, fear, or negativity. One of the key insights of mindfulness is that our thoughts and stories are not absolute truths. They are simple mental constructs. Mindfulness helps us recognize that the stories we tell ourselves are just that, stories. They may feel real and true, but they are ultimately a product of our minds, shaped by our perceptions and interpretations. This awareness gives us the power to question and, if necessary, reframe the narratives that are no longer serving us. Consider the stories you've been telling yourself about your past. Are there experiences that you've labeled as failures, mistakes, or disappointments? How do these labels affect the way you see yourself today? Mindfulness invites us to revisit these stories with a fresh perspective, to see them not as fixed truths, but as interpretations that can be rewritten. Perhaps what you once saw as a failure was actually a valuable learning experience. Or maybe a past mistake was an essential step on your journey toward growth and self-discovery. The stories we tell about the future are equally powerful. Expectations, fears, and hopes all contribute to the narrative we create about what lies ahead. If we're constantly telling ourselves a story of impending doom or inevitable failure, we're likely to approach the future with anxiety and hesitation. But by bringing mindfulness to our thoughts about the future, we can begin to shift the narrative. Instead of focusing on what could go wrong, we can cultivate a story of possibility, resilience, and optimism. To illustrate the impact of stories, I want to share a story within a story called The Elephant and the Rope. A man was walking through a village and noticed that some elephants were being held only by a small rope tied to their front leg. There were no chains or cages. It was obvious that the elephants could break away from their bonds at any time, but they didn't. A man saw a trainer nearby and asked why these powerful animals made no attempt to escape. The trainer replied, "When they are very young and much smaller, we use the same size rope to tie them, and at that age, it's enough to hold them. As they grow up, they are conditioned to believe they cannot break away. They believe the rope can still hold them, so they never try to break free." The man was amazed. These animals could break free from their bonds at any time, but because they believed they couldn't, they were stuck right where they were. This story reminds us that the narratives we create in our minds can be just as powerful as the physical ropes that bind us. If we believe we're incapable, unworthy, or destined to fail, those stories will shape our reality. But if we recognize these narratives for what they are, just stories, we can begin to challenge them, loosen their grip, and create new, more empowering narratives. Now that we've explored the concept of stories and their impact on our lives, let's talk about some practical mindfulness techniques you can use to become aware of and reframe the stories you tell yourself. Number one, identify your stories. The first step is to become aware of the stories you're telling yourself. Take some time to reflect on the narratives that run through your mind. What do you tell yourself about your past, your abilities, your relationships, or your future? Write these stories down and examine them with curiosity. Notice how they make you feel and how they influence your actions. Number two, question your narratives. Once you've identified your stories, the next step is to ask yourself, is this story absolutely true? Are there other ways of interpreting this experience? What might I be leaving out of this narrative? This process of inquiry can help you see the story from different angles and open up the possibility of reframing it. Number three, reframe limiting stories. If you identify a story that feels limiting or disempowering, take some time to reframe it. For example, instead of telling yourself, I'm not good enough, try reframing it to, I'm doing the best I can, and I'm capable of growth and improvement. The goal is not to deny your experiences, but to create a narrative that supports your well-being and potential. Number four, practice mindful self-talk. Your self-talk is the ongoing narrative in your mind. Mindfulness can help you become aware of your self-talk and make intentional shifts toward more compassionate and empowering language. When you catch yourself engaging in negative or limiting self-talk, pause, take a deep breath, and consciously choose a kinder, more supportive narrative. And then number five, something I'm always recommending is to set an intention. So set an intention for positive storytelling. Set a daily intention to create and reinforce positive, empowering stories in your life. You might frame this intention as a question. How many more ways can I continue to tell empowering and supportive stories about myself and my life even more? Remembering, if you haven't heard me talk about intention setting before, I use questions because it's much harder for our mind to ignore questions than it is for it to ignore statements. This intention will help guide your thoughts and actions, keeping you grounded in a positive narrative. The stories we tell ourselves are powerful, but they are not set in stone. By bringing mindfulness to our narratives, we can begin to reshape them, letting go of limiting beliefs and creating stories that empower us to live with greater confidence, purpose, and joy. That's it for today's episode. I hope you've found some valuable insights into the power of the stories we tell ourselves and how mindfulness can help you create a more empowering narrative for your life. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or you need personalized guidance in reframing your life stories, I'm currently offering a free strategy call, and you can book that in at jeremywest.net. You can also check out my new Pay What You Want Patreon at jeremywest.net. And there you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support your journey of self-empowerment and self-discovery. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.